Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ignite your pump and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Well, welcome, and thank you for coming to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. We have a big show today. Lots of healing and lots of love is going to go on in this quick 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. So again, thank you so much for coming in, and hopefully you've been tuning in this week. If not, I will be doing a little tiny bit here of catch up, so we are all in the same place at the same time. So, what is it that we do here at Sharpening Your Spirit? We help spiritual business entrepreneurs to heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans and one person at a time heal the world. So, thank you for supporting that dream for yourself. And again, here at Sharpening Your Spirit, our heart is open to giving you the love and the support that you need to accomplish your big mission here on Earth. So let's talk a little bit about what we've talked about this week so we can go ahead and get ready for our big business healing. So this week, what we've talked about is, or what a name of our show was Calling All Healers, Five Steps to Heal Your Business. And throughout the week, we talked about different places of healing, and with a big message, a huge message, to go from spirit to yourself, and that is, you must heal yourself, not only before you heal your business, but before you heal others. And we all have to kind of come from where we are. And, you know, there's different levels of healing yourself. But this particular moment together, these 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive, is all about self-healing and getting ourselves energetically and vibrationally ready to really put out our big message that we have to the universe, to our community, to one person at a time. So here we go. Let's chat about what we talked about this week if you're just tuning in today. And you, even if you're just tuning in today, you're going to get some amazing, great stuff, even though this is the last step, because this is the big step. And the big step is healing your business. Today is the day to do some releasing, some letting go, some calling in. Ah, what a beautiful day it is here on Sharpen Your Spirit radio show, and so happy to be able to facilitate this for you. So here's what we've talked about this week, and we've gone through a few different steps. So let's just quickly talk about them, because One thing that I know about this 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive, is it goes by very quickly. So our first day was allowing, and that is where we really allowed ourselves to see where we get off course and to stop in the moment and do a correction. So allowing again is where we get off course, but we allow ourselves to say, ooh, you know, I'm not really going in the right direction. And we do a correction of that direction that we're not, you know, that's not working for us. The next day was gratitude. And that is where we really energetically connect to what that feels like, because we talk a lot about in our lives about what we should be grateful for. We talk a lot about in our lives that gratitude is really important. But what does it really feel like to us? And how can we keep ourselves more in that energy? Because we know that we know that we know that when we're in that energy, we are connected with spirit. And then the next day was a very important day and one of the general messages for the whole week. And that was self-love and acceptance of your gift, or what I call your joy drop. It's, you know, spirit dropped one drop on you that is special, unique, that is different, that makes you the beautiful human and spiritual person that you are. And you are the only one that got that joy drop. So how far have you walked into acceptance of that joy drop, acceptance of that gift? Because how can you give a gift to others and really do some big healing, step out in a big way, if you haven't internally looked inside and said, do I really accept this? Do I accept the loving power spirit has given me? And am I ready to walk into that? And that comes with acceptance. And then our next day, or yesterday, was atonement. And atonement was where we really got into a talk about kind of a little bit of confession. And that is confessing those times in your life where you're really just not supporting energy or your space, that sacred space. It's where you really just get really real with yourself. You get very clear, very real, and you bring yourself to the realization, hey, I am the one that is setting this up. Spirit is my guide. Spirit is my cheerleader. Spirit is my teacher. Spirit is walking with me. But as a human in this experience, with our feet on the earth, we are really the ones that are responsible. So confession is looking at those things that possibly, in some which way, shape, or form in your life, have not been working because you own up to the fact that you've allowed yourself to have some beliefs that don't work for you, or you own up to the fact that you haven't taken the step that you really needed. So what we talked about this week, and what we'd like to do today, is that big shift, that big healing, and that big change in your business, to take some of these things we talked about and once and for all, in this moment, in this time, do the healing that needs to happen so you can step out, so you can start healing one person at a time to heal the world. Or maybe you're going to heal a whole group of people at a time. Boy, think big. It doesn't matter how it looks to you, as long as you just beckon the call and you move forward and you do it. So today is about the business healing. So here's what I'd like to ask you to do, because we're going to bring our energies together. We're then going to call in our team. I'm going to call in my team on behalf of you, and your team on behalf of you. And let's actually sit down and go through the real healing experience together with spirit. So it looks like this. I'd like you to take a few deep, beautiful breaths. In and out. Breathe in all the energy that is here for you right now to support this loving, spirit-filled goal that you have here on this earth. So breathe in that energy, the support that's there for you, and release anything that hasn't been working for you. Anything that up until this time has just been kind of stuck on you. And just allow yourself to roll into that energy of seeing it roll off of you. Okay, one more big, beautiful, deep breath in. Okay, there you go. Breathing in that love and releasing whatever hasn't worked for you, because you are being called, and now is your time. So we're going to continue doing some breathing together. And what I'd like you to do is take a big breath in and breathe in all the realization of this dream, the realization of making it real today and in the moment. Your healing business, your healing gift. So breathe that in. And the first thing I'd like you to focus on is allowing all the good things to happen. Allowing the belief that you're in the right place at the right time, that you are being called for a beautiful purpose. Now take another beautiful deep breath and let's attach to that gratitude, that thanking spirit for where we are right in this moment, that you were put here just to hear this message. That you are being called in a loving, fantastic, beautiful way to heal yourself and heal the world. Sit for just a second in that beautiful gratitude. This is a very important thing to pull in and to connect to your heart. So a big breath of connecting to your heart, to realizing that you do have a beautiful gift. You are being called, and you're asking Spirit in this moment to give you whatever it is that you need to really heed that call and take the next step. Okay, a big breath out. And now we're going to go to atonement and confession. You no longer need to worry. You no longer need to stress about the things that you've allowed yourself to be blocked by, because everything is okay. Everything has shifted. Everything has changed. And you're just walking on the path to the dream of this beautiful spiritual business. Now what I'd like to do is to call in your angels and your guides. Get them to surround you with your team and my team. Together we are sending you love, light, and the energy of success in your business. Success in healing others. Success in having a business that thrives. Feel that healing. Feel that energy encompass every cell of your body. Every particle of the energy of your soul. Give love and thanks back to your team as you hold up your arms as a gift. I'd like you actually to physically hold up your arms, and I would like you to do this one small thing before we end this healing. Look at your right hand and see a team member, a guide, or an angel holding that hand. And look at your left hand and see a team member, guide, or angel holding your left hand. And look out and see that there's a huge team and that you're all holding hands together. And they are there to support you on this beautiful mission. And believe it to be true that from this day forward, you are ready for the calling. Take a few big deep breaths in and out. Big deep breath. Big gratitude. Big thanks. And let's leave our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. Today, with love and gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Like a big project.